woman. Her lifestyle that's holy, chaste, with the fear of God upon her, can win that unbelieving husband. If it's not so, the Bible is a lie. The devil will tell you the Bible is a lie because you just halfway try it. You can't halfway try obeying God. You got to obey God fully. Your lifestyle has got to reflect fully the discipline of the Word of God and submission to your Lord and Master. Christ! He comes ahead of your husband. Christ! He's the head of the man even. You know, he's the head of the woman. Even though the man is, Christ still stands at the front of the line. And if a woman really submits to Christ, she can win that husband and her family. And it says, who's adorning? Oh, don't doll up. Who's adorning? Let it not be the adorning, the outward adorning of plaiting the hair and wearing of gold or putting on of apparel. Pretty dresses, ear bobs, rings, necklaces, paint, makeup, putting decorations in your hair. God said, don't let it be that. That's not the lifestyle of a real, true woman who's a saint of God. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament, it's unseen, but it's visible to God, of a meek and a quiet spirit. You know, I can see one of them too. I can see just like God can. I can see a woman who's got a meek and a quiet spirit, and I can see one that's a screaming, raging maniac or meanie. You can tell them, they're manifest. And the Lord said, let their ornament be a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves with a meek and quiet spirit, being in subjection, being in subjection unto their own husbands, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Hey, they make Hollywood productions about Sodom and Gomorrah, and about the life of Abraham and Sarah and Lot and his family. Excuse me. And they portray Sarah as a good-looking woman, all dolled up with big old earrings and paint and necklaces and hair all fixed up. The very opposite of what God said, the Bible said. The Bible said Sarah didn't use outward adornment. The Bible said Sarah submitted to Abraham. The Bible said Sarah called Abraham Lord. She wasn't no a calico cat. She wasn't a tiger in his tank either. Solomon says it's better to live on the housetop than with a by yourself and live in a wide house with a brawling woman. And I want to tell you, the women of this generation, mostly, 98% of them ain't nothing but a bunch of hell raisers. They get out here and they look good. They good to jump in bed with, but they ain't got nothing between their ears. A bunch of stinking foolishness. They can entertain a man. Yeah, they can jump in bed with him. But they ain't got nothing else. They make the sorriest wife and employee that you can get. Old sex pots. You don't find none of that mess in the Bible. They can't get it out of the Bible. They can make all the films they want about Abraham and Sarah and any others in the Bible. They didn't dress up and doll up with all that junk on. The Bible said here, Sarah dressed like Peter said here, with no adornment, a meek and a quiet spirit, submitted to her husband, called him Lord, and said, you're Abraham's daughters, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement. And you husbands, dwell with your wives according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. Why don't women act like weaker vessels if they want that treatment? Act like a raging Cajun and want the husband to treat her with dignity and respect. If you act like a raging Cajun, he ought to pop you like a raging Cajun. That's not wife abuse. When a wife gets up in your face and starts biting and clawing, she deserves to be slapped down. I tell you, this stinking mess now, ERA. Oh, we're equal. They ain't equal, no such a thing. They want to be equal and treat them like an equal. Somebody scream in your face, knock them down. The Bible said, for a woman have a meek and quiet spirit, for the husband to give honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and is being heirs together of the grace of life, so your prayers will not be hindered. No wonder families are falling apart. National institutions falling apart. Homes breaking up. Schools filled with nothing but rebels that come out of these homes where rebellion is ruling the roost. Or a rebel. God rejects that lifestyle, and he rejects a person that lives that lifestyle. You can't live that lifestyle and be a disciple of Christ. I want to show you something here. It just aggravates you the way people talk about this word conversation in the Bible. It's the same everywhere. It don't mean citizenship. It means your behavior. See these Calvinists in these churches in America? Oh, our citizenship's in heaven. Conversation. Ain't no such a thing. Your lifestyle is written in heaven. God's got a record of your lifestyle. He keeps a record of it. It might not be on video cassette, might not be on film, might not be on microfilm, but God's got a record up there. He knows what you do, knows what you say. I want you to look at, excuse me, a scripture here. We need to take all the Bible in consideration in 2 Timothy 3 in verse 10. The apostle says, thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life. You've known my doctrine, my manner of life, my lifestyle. You know it, Timothy. My purpose, my faith, my long-suffering, my charity, my patience, my persecutions and afflictions. In verse 14, he says, you continue the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. You know me. You know my lifestyle. You don't have no business listening to a preacher that you don't know the very intimacy of his lifestyle. You need to know how he thinks, how he treats his wife and children and everybody else. If he pays his bills. He's a kleptomaniac. You know what one of them things are? Picks up things don't belong to him. Steals. Purloiner. You need to know that fella. You can't trust him. He's going to try to preach you something that he believes to cover up for his stinking abominable ways and acts. Galatians 1:13. This blessed old fellow been talking about Brother Paul, explained some of his lifestyle, but he says his life changed. They try to read to you in these Calvinistic churches, Romans 7. The things which I would, I do not. The things which I would not, that I do. Therefore, it's not any longer me, but it's a sin that dwelleth in me. All baloney. I was talking about that old Paul, and here he explains it very succinctly here in Galatians, the first chapter, verse 13. He said, you've heard of my conversation. You've heard of my lifestyle in time past, in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. He said, you've heard of my lifestyle. And here it goes on and says, I profited in the Jews' religion above many of my equals in mine own nation, being more exceeding zealous of the traditions of my fathers. See, he believed in the traditions of the Jews, not the Word of God. He made the Word of God of none effect by his traditions, and his lifestyle was evident. He said, you know all about my lifestyle. But he says, in time past. I've got a lifestyle in time past. When I was backslid for about 6 years as a teenager and young adult, I'm ashamed of it. But ain't no use going around hanging my head down. I did it. Everybody knows it. But God forgave me. And they've heard of my lifestyle in time past, but that makes it more obvious, this new lifestyle that God has given me. And it's explained here in Ephesians, the fourth chapter. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter. If you can scripture scramble and get there quick enough in verse 20. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus,